The 2026 Tour de France features a staggering 76% reduction in time trial kilometers compared to 1984, dropping from 191 kilometers to just 46 kilometers. This dramatic change raises questions about the future of this discipline in professional cycling. Cycling fans will discover how the evolution of time trialing reflects broader trends in the sport, revealing a shift in focus and strategy over the decades. Historically, time trials have varied greatly. In the 1938 Tour, competitors faced only 69 kilometers of time trialing, but they tackled grueling long stages, including a 279-kilometer finale. By the 1960s, shorter, explosive time trials emerged, leading to the introduction of prologues. The 1970 Tour had an astonishing 6 time trials across 3 weeks, a stark contrast to today's typical 2 or 3. The 1984 Tour epitomized the golden age of time trialing, showcasing a mix of prologues and various long stages, totaling 123 kilometers in just the first week. Now, with the 2026 edition's focus shifting away from lengthy time trialing, the essence of this discipline is being redefined. The evolution of time trialing in the Tour de France tells a compelling story of adaptation and changing priorities in the world of professional cycling.